Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. There are moments in the life of a nation where it must pause. Not out of hesitation, but out of awareness. And in that pause, it must ask a simple but decisive question. Are we governing with intention or simply continuing by momentum? This episode marks the fourth installment of the Republic's Conscience. And like those before it, it serves a purpose. The first three editions helped establish the landscape. They clarified constitutional boundaries, revealed where structural fragmentation exists, and demonstrated how decentralized power operates within a constitutional framework. But this doctrine, the interagency integrity doctrine, enters the conversation for a different reason. Because the question before us is no longer whether ambiguity exists inside federal systems. The question is whether ambiguity now carries national security consequence. And today, the answer matters. This doctrine is not a reaction to crisis. It is not partisan. And it is not written in response to failure. It is written because the United States stands at a moment where understanding must precede action and clarity must become a national asset. Before a nation strengthens itself, it must first understand itself, because national strength is not measured only by capability, but by whether its institutions can act with clarity when clarity is required. For generations, the United States has drawn strength from a system built on distributed authority, a design rooted in restraint, accountability, and constitutional intention. And that design remains one of the greatest protections in history of governance. But even the strongest architecture can experience stress when the environment around it changes faster than the system was intended to respond. Because when structure lacks clarity, strength begins to slow. Clarity becomes hesitation. Hesitation becomes delay. And delay, in a century defined by cyber intrusion, disinformation campaigns, artificial intelligence, and geopolitical standard settings, becomes a measurable national security risk. Foreign adversaries do not seek to defeat the United States by overwhelming its defenses or surpassing its innovation. Instead, they exploit the space between our capability and our permission to act. They do not need to be faster technologically. They only need to be faster procedurally. What this means is that they do not need to outpace America's strength, only its decision cycle. Today, that gap is observable. Not internally, not privately, but globally. And where the United States pauses to determine who holds authority, adversaries move with certainty, not because they are stronger, but because they do not wait. That pause, the one created by unclear statutory lines and contested interagency roles, has become predictable. And predictable vulnerabilities are never ignored by those who study us. We have seen this pattern before. We saw it in cyber intrusion response when federal agencies acted at the same time rather than in sequence, and the lack of clear lead slowed the response more than the threat itself.
We saw it in election protection, when responsibility was shared, yet leadership was undefined, leaving state partners waiting for direction rather than receiving it. We saw it in financial enforcement, where overlapping jurisdictions created gray space, and that gray space became the pathway for sanctions evasion, illicit flows, and unregulated digital markets. And we see it now in international standards bodies, where the United States participates, while the People's Republic of China positions, coordinates, and sets the tempo. At first glance, these cases appear isolated. Separate issues, separate agencies, separate domains. But when viewed together, the pattern becomes unmistakable. Ambiguity leads to hesitation. Hesitation creates openings. Openings invite exploitation. And exploitation becomes advantage, not earned by strength, but by timing. This is not because the United States lacks capability. It is not because talent, infrastructure, or institutional commitment are absent. It is because the structure we inherited, one built for deliberation, restraint, and separation, has not yet been fully adapted to the tempo of modern strategic competition. In today's environment, the question is no longer whether we can respond. The question is whether we can respond with clarity before an adversary acts with certainty. In the 20th century, power belongs to those who built strength. In the 21st, it will belong to those who can act with clarity. Foreign actors do not need to coordinate to benefit from the same gaps. Russia applies pressure through disruption, misinformation, tempo manipulation, and manufactured uncertainty designed to slow decisions and fracture confidence. China applies pressure through architecture, international rulemaking, standards governance, and long horizon alignment designed to shape the rules the world will operate under. Two strategies, different in method, complementary in effect. One destabilizes the present, the other prepares advantage for the future. And the effect is cumulative. Where Russia creates doubt, China expands influence. Where Russia delays response, China advances position. Where Russia targets trust, China targets infrastructure. Neither strategy requires American collapse. Neither requires parity of capability. And neither requires direct confrontation. They rely instead on a quieter, more strategic condition. A United States that continues governing at a pace built for another era. A pace where decision-making waits on clarity, where authority must be negotiated, and where action arrives after the moment where it mattered most. So this is not a question of strength. It is not a question of intelligence, technology, or resolve. It is a question of tempo, a question of alignment, a question of whether the system that protects the Republic can operate at the speed required to defend it. Because in this form of competition, power belongs not to the nation that moves the fastest, nor the nation with the most tools, but to the nation that can act with clarity before the moment of consequence arrives. The interagency integrity doctrine does not call for consolidation. It does not argue for restructuring government, eliminating agencies, or centralizing power. It argues for something quieter, something foundational, something long overdue. Clarity. Because clarity is not procedural, it is constitutional. Clarity preserves the separation of powers. Clarity reinforces lawful delegation. Clarity maintains the balance between strength and restraint, the balance the framers designed so that authority would be powerful enough to defend the nation, yet accountable enough to remain worthy of it. And when clarity exists, national security changes shape. Decisions are not delayed while jurisdictions are interpreted. Authority is not negotiated while threats unfold. Action is not dependent on who steps forward, but on what the law already makes clear. In that environment, the question is no longer who has the right to act. The question becomes how quickly can we execute the authority already defined? And that shift, that single shift, carries strategic weight. Because clarity is not only governance, clarity is deterrence. It signals to adversaries that the United States understands its own structure, that it knows who leads, when action begins, and how the system moves when the moment demands velocity. Clarity restores tempo. Clarity restores confidence. And clarity restores the constitutional heartbeat of federal power, not louder, not larger, but aligned. Not force for its own sake, but authority with purpose. we are entering a period where time, not technology, defines strategic advantage. Future competition will not hinge on who builds the most capable systems. It will hinge on who can activate them the fastest, with lawful authority and with institutional confidence. In this environment, speed without legality is instability. Legality without speed is irrelevance. Both must move together, or neither can protect the nation. And there is only one body and power to align that reality: Congress. No executive order, no interagency memorandum, no ad hoc coordination cell can substitute for statutory clarity. Only Congress can close the gap between capability and permission, between knowing what must be done and knowing who is legally authorized to do it. That's why this doctrine exists. Not to criticize the structure we inherited, but to reveal where adversaries have already learned to operate within it. Not to provoke fear, but to restore understanding, because ambiguity is no longer friction. It is an entry point. It is a risk surface visible to foreign doctrine, tested through cyber intrusions, measured through election interference, and exploited through international rule setting. And while the United States has been slow to treat ambiguity as a national security liability, our adversaries have not. So this moment matters. It matters for Congress. It matters for agencies. It matters for the public. And it matters because it signals something quietly significant. The United States is no longer unaware of the cost of hesitation. We have seen the pattern. We have mapped the vulnerabilities. And now we understand the stakes. Nearly two centuries ago, a young Abraham Lincoln stood before a country still defining itself. He did not warn of invasions or foreign armies. He warned of something far quieter and far more dangerous: complacency. His words remain unchanged, and they remain true. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up among us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. We are not at a moment of collapse. We are not weakened, broken, or defeated. We are at the moment of recognition, a moment of responsibility, a moment of necessary clarity. The question before us is not whether the United States has the power to endure. It does. The question is whether we will govern with discipline required to match our capability with clarity, our authority with purpose, and our leadership with understanding. Because history does not reward speed, it rewards alignment. And the future does not belong to nations that simply react. It belongs to those who see what must be protected and act before hesitation becomes consequence. This is the white paper. And this is the Interagency Integrity Doctrine, where clarity meets truth.